I am back. For those of you who don't know, I was away for what felt like forever, but really it was 2 to 3 weeks. I was in Hong Kong, not for business nor for pleasure, although it was pleasurable to see my family members. It was to visit family this trip, and God, it was such an enjoyable time, and it was very worthwhile. I don't regret going at all. It's been 2 years since I've been there, and it's just seeing these faces. What's saddening is you see them age. So if you see people infrequently, how you suddenly notice them aging. Every time I go back every, 2 to 4 years, I go back, I get the same feelings all over again. And this time was no exception. Everyone has aged, but everyone is still very happy. We're a family that loves to laugh and loves to chuckle and joke. And none of that has changed. So it's very nice. And I had a great plane ride too. I can't sleep on the plane. For those of you who don't know, I have insomnia, and a plane is definitely a no. There's no way I'm falling asleep, no matter what I take. But I was on Air Canada, and the movies were so new, and they were all Oscar either winners or nominees, right? I watched Star Wars, the new one. I think it's called The Last Jedi. I watched The Shape of Water. I watched The Greatest Showman. All awesome. I especially recommend The Greatest Showman. I really liked Shape of Water too, although it might not be for everybody. Some people are saying it's a little weird. Anyways, I digress. I get off the plane. That was coming from, Hong Kong to Canada. I get off the plane, right? All happy. I flip open Business Insider, the app on my phone. I haven't been on for 2 to 3 weeks at this point. The first thing I see is that Amazon is backing out of the pharmaceutical industry. Holy shit, I was so excited. If you guys have tuned into my previous episodes, I was so excited that Amazon wanted to disrupt the industry. I was giddy, right? Like it felt like Tesla trying to disrupt the space industry. If that's what it's called with their SpaceX program, because Tesla has proven so competent in disrupting the automotive industry, just like how Amazon has proven their worth in the books and how people start buying and selling stuff. I really had high hopes for them to really right the wrongs in the pharmaceutical industry. But that being said, I'm not totally surprised. I mean, I covered this before. There were speculations that Amazon could even pull it off because the barrier of entry is so high. The contracts are all set. It's a working system already, though not the best system, though corruption exists, though inefficient. There's a lot of secret stuff going on, under the table, kickbacks, rebates, whatever you want to call it, checks being written. And Amazon had to undo all of that and offer something better. Pretty difficult stuff. And it looks like it's proven to be too difficult, unfortunately. Something I did not know whilst reading the news was that after Amazon pulled out, the stocks in almost all of the pharmaceutical industry. I'm talking about pharmacies like the stocks for Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS, and other pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, their stock all rose. They shot up by like 5 or 6%. I did not know that people were so afraid of Amazon. I guess it goes to show how frightening Amazon is as a company. When they say they want to do something, there's a good chance they're going to do that. Unfortunately, they didn't pull through, and now the stocks are back up. It's a shame, really. I'm still so bummed about it. I what this article is saying is Amazon tried to approach the hospitals to get them to order from them, from their line, but the hospitals were already so in bed was the term that was used in the article. So already in bed with their distributors, Who knows what that means? It probably means that, they have some crazy system worked out already, like, again, rebates and cash, whatever. I'm just so sad. Anyways, I just wanted to update you guys on this thing. It looks like their over-the-counter line, Amazon's over-the-counter line, basic care, is still orderable on their website, and their medical supplies line is still orderable via the Amazon business site. I'm talking about syringes, rubber gloves, and bandages, all those things. You can order those things at a very, very competitive price. Going back to their over-the-counter line, I mentioned this in previous episodes, it's on par with Walmart's prices, which, if you do any shopping, Walmart's price is pretty much unbeatable. Amazon is matching that. So please go support Amazon. I guess I know they make a lot of money. I know Jeff Bezos is not the greatest guy, okay? I know the warehouse workers in Amazon's factories, there's news that they have to pee in bottles and stuff like that. It's not good, but you got to pick your poison. Right now the pharmaceutical industry is terrible. It's terrible. We just need someone to go just try disrupt it, please. Try and go right some wrongs. Anyways, that's my little update. To update you guys further on my personal life, if you follow me on Instagram, the handle is RogerFarmD. You can follow me there. If you've been following me on Instagram, you've met Minnie, my dog, and Tycho, my girlfriend's dog. They've never met each other, ever. Both of them are very crazy when it comes to seeing other dogs. Tycho is very friendly, I want to call him. Minnie is very hostile, okay? Yesterday they finally met and no one barked. I'm so grateful for that. And they can't get enough of each other. I'm so happy. So there you go. A little more information. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Roger Farm D Show. I'm super sorry for not updating sooner, but I've been swamped coming back from Hong Kong, and I will get back to it as soon as I can.